This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. As usual, friends, we've got much to cover. We've just got into Tennessee. We've been doing some stuff out in Michigan there. So we went from Minnesota, and then we shot over to Michigan and did some churches over there. It looks like we may be going back for a high school assembly program. We're looking for the opportunity. Luke 19:10 comes to my aid. And with that said, we're now in Tennessee. On Monday, we're going to be with none other than Dr. June Knight. We're going to do a live TV broadcast with her. She is a White House correspondent, and we're looking forward to our time with her as well. During the end of the week, we're going to be meeting up with none other than Alan Keyes, the intellectual giant, might I add, the presidential contender back in 2008, I believe. As was he the ambassador under that of Ronald Reagan. So we're looking forward to that time. Now, this Sunday, we're going to be doing a local church, and I still have yet to get a little bit of a download as to where we're going and what this one's about. But on Sunday, we'll be doing a church service here in deep Tennessee. And as usual, friends, we are out here hands-on because of I've said so many times on this program, friends, it's not enough for me to sit there and play the paper tiger, just do articles, although we do that every day on sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or it's not enough to hide behind the microphone. Payday for me, that would be Bradley Dean, is to be out there with the people because action speaks a lot louder than writing. Action speaks a lot louder than words. And if you read 1 John 3:18, it goes back to not to love in word, neither in tongue, but by deed and by truth. As a matter of fact, George Washington, for those that did not know, the first president of the United States, his slogan was directly extracted from 1 John 3:18, again, just for the record, and it was deeds, friends, not words. Deeds, not words. What we're going to be talking about today is driving and controlling the narrative at all costs. In just a couple minutes, I'm going to pull up a guest. His name is Jason Fike. He is actually looking to go to the Supreme Court right now concerning the abuses of that of Facebook in particular, when it comes to the big tech companies. And he believes that he has a message to give to the people in this country, making distinction concerning law versus policy, because we understand on sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, especially those that listen to us, you understand that policy undermines law. And we have to get this straight. And the way we do that is we educate people, we give them, we equip them with the information that they need so they can stand up and actually show the world by their faith with the knowledge that they now have. So, again, with that said, friends, what I'd like to do is get over to driving and controlling the narrative. We're going to be bringing Jason Fike in just a couple of minutes. I wanted to let you know that if any time you want to give us a call, you can do that. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Again, friends, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know, I wanted to end my opening statements that it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head with, we follow the Christ here. Again, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Without that, friends, we have no light. We have no direction. And if you read Isaiah 8:20, you can clearly see that it says they speak not according to the law and to the testimony. It's because there is no light in them. Okay? So we're going to hold to those two foundations, namely the Word of God. And again, the presupposition in the show is that God is. Folks, driving and controlling the narrative at all costs. This is what we're seeing happen with big tech companies. And I hit on this just a little bit ago, namely the other day, concerning what's taking place. Folks, YouTube shutting people down at will. Facebook is shutting people down at will. Twitter is shutting down people at will. And the fact of the matter, friends, is that's all unlawful activity. But you got to remember this. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits. Let me say that again. Charles D. Montesquieu, he helped form English common law in America. He said, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. We don't have the liberty to violate law, friends, in the spirit, nor do we have liberty to violate law in the natural. Just go ahead and try it on the highway if you want to go ahead and test your steel, and then call me after the fact, after you're pulled over for violating the law. And when you get a speeding ticket, I'm going to say to you, I tried to tell you because prevention is better than cure. So it's for you to listen and learn, friends, as to what we know is factual here. And that is all extracted from law, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. When you go to Amendment 1 of the Bill of Rights, what does it say? The First Amendment. It says, Congress, that's the voice of the people, shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion under the Christian umbrella, or prohibiting the stopping thereof, the abridging, the free exercise thereof, or abridging, cutting off the freedom of speech or the press. Now, I want to make clear on this before we get into this topic, that freedom of speech doesn't allow for you defaming. It does not allow for you lying. It does not allow for you propagandizing the American people. So I want you to understand that first and foremost, as we kick off this show today, that the mainstream media must be held accountable for their violations and transgressions of American law, because what their version of freedom of speech is licentiousness compared to that which is freedom, where, again, liberty is the right to do what the law permits, which maintains the freedoms in which we have. Read 2 Corinthians 3:17, you'll understand. So Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the stopping thereof, the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. That has everything to do with the show today, friends. It really does. Folks, if it's not Facebook suppressing, if it's not Facebook censoring or expunging or just blatantly deleting content that does not help drive their subversive narrative, and subversive they are, then they are busy setting up discredited fact-checkers like that of the illegitimate and implausible Snopes, which, by the way, is a CIA operation. You know, one question that always comes to mind, and it needs to be begged, is how many times do these big tech companies need to be busted for their crimes against we the people before the people actually lawfully respond? That's a question that only you can answer. We're going to be right back on the other side with Jason Spice, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources, not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Again, friends, if you want to call in at any time, please give us a call at 1-866-582-9933. So here's my quick download for you. This morning, I'm talking to my attorney, and I've also run across an individual named Jason Fick, or Fike, F-Y-K. And interestingly enough, we found that he's actually pushing to the Supreme Court right now concerning a case that he has. And I'm going to let him explain it to you in just a couple moments. And by the way, friends, if you're listening to the first segment, this is a perfect segue into exactly what we're talking about, because the guest that we have, Jason Fick, right now, it's a very encouraging message. To some, it may sound hopeless, but to those that are in the fight, they understand what it takes to get to the other side. And as they say, folks, perseverance defined is a state of grace preceded by a state of glory. And those that understand the latter part of that definition are those that stay the course. And just one guy is our friend right now, Jason Fike. Welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us today, Jason, especially with such short notice. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, Bradley. It's nice to be here.
Yep, thank you. I just watched I just watched your Fox and Friends review that you did, the piece they did with you. And I thought it was actually pretty favorable. I mean, it didn't really go over the edge favorable, but it was enough to give you the recognition that you needed. And when they introduced you, they basically introduced you, Jason, as the businessman sues Facebook for censoring and claiming that social media giants devalued his pages for monetary gain. I thought it was great that they gave you the time, the notoriety as to what's taking place. With your case, but could you do us all a favor, because you got 131 cities listening to you right now, and just kind of give us a quick download as to who you are and kind of give us the same overview that you gave Fox and Friends during that time on their television program as well, as to how you came from nothing and you took on the American dream and the rug was pulled.
Well, thank you, Bradley. If we go back to the beginning, just sort of a quick overview, I was a businessman. I was doing normal things in life. And then sort of got into the social media space and created a magazine. And then I got jammed up with a bunch of corrupt cops and ended up in jail facing conspiracy to commit first-degree attempted murder charges for having taken only a cell phone video. Now, I'm sure you all know that First Amendment includes freedom of the press, and I got railroaded. They actually tried to take my life away from me. I've felt the sting of losing freedom. I did manage to obviously beat the charges because they were ridiculous, but I had spent 2 months in a Baltimore City detention center facing these sentences, and I mean, it was rough, and I basically lost everything. And what that did was, you know, adversity comes, you know, triumph, obviously. So it put me in a tailspin financially. I was about to lose my home, and I got into social media to tell this story because it needed to be told, you know, that there was corruption out there and that it needs to be stopped. And I kind of became a crusader against corruption. I can't stand it anywhere, and I will take it out any way I possibly can. I will fight it because that's the foundation principles of this nation is that we do the right thing. You know, we be the good Samaritan, and we get things done. So what that actually transpired into is I actually built a very, very large network. Before most people even knew the power of social media, I had millions of fans. At my peak, close to 38 million fans.
How many?
So it was, at my peak, I was at 38 million fans, but by 2012, I had around 17 million. So
okay.
I could affect national trends, and nobody knew who I was. Nobody. Now, some of the things I've done that are more famous, I accidentally killed off Morgan Freeman. I told you that story, Bradley. It was kind of a funny sort of situation. But the power of media is much greater than people realize. Control of information is very dangerous. And
yeah.
As things went forward,
Can I interject, though? You also had one of the top five platforms on the globe when it comes to social media. Is that true?
Yeah, my one page, which I focused heavily on, was at one point rated by an independent source as the number five most active page on Facebook. I was ahead of CNN, BuzzFeed. I was ahead of everybody. And
I think I think everybody's ahead of CNN. They just don't want us to know that.
That's also probably very true,
yeah.
Which actually will lead to a better – I'll bring that back up in a little bit. So anyhow, what ended up happening is that Facebook went after me because essentially they put their business program into place, which a lot of people do not understand how this actually affects everyone. The interesting thing is that when Facebook takes money for advertising, the advertising has to go into the newsfeed, does it not? Right? So when that happens, well, our content's in the newsfeed, isn't it? So it has to displace its own users. And if you recognize that recently that October 1st change that they made, that everybody was aware of Facebook, well, guess what? If you go deeper into it, it says that you now agree to be shown ads because they've recognized that the site itself is the actual competitor of the user. Now, that has nothing to do with 230 anymore. That is straight unfair competition. They can't control the site, wipe you out for their own economic advantage because they would not be acting as a good Samaritan. And everybody said, well, what is good Samaritan exactly? That's actually the name of the law that protects them. It's the Good Samaritan Protections for Blocking and Screening of Offensive Materials. The idea there is that the motivation that these sites have to be the good guy, just like I talked about America. We got to be the good guy. And that's the way the law was originally intended, except the courts have completely forgotten that part. Like, no matter what the motive is, they've been able to get away with it. So that was our first tip-off, that there's something wrong here. And anyhow, so what ended up happening, 2016, Facebook took away 14 million of my fans. They deleted six of my pages. They'd already basically wrecked my reach, you know, which they've done to a lot of people. I mean, there's so many people this has hurt. But they made a really big mistake in my circumstance, and that was I had reached out to a colleague. It was an old colleague, right? And I'd asked them, you know, they had spent a lot of money with Facebook. And Facebook basically told them they would not help them get my pages back unless that company owned it. Well, that's soliciting a new owner, is it not? That's actively engaging itself in my content to essentially enrich themselves. That's what it is. It's clear as day. And you know what happened? As soon as I signed that agreement, I sold them outside of the company. Sure enough, the pages came back. Now, the content that was on the pages, all of a sudden, magically, no longer violated their community standards, did it not? The only difference, Bradley, was who owned it. I had proven that there was no way that was done in good faith. So, and that is the protection that they have.
Can I stop you right there? Let me stop you right there. Can you share with our listeners as to how much money you are making with Facebook per month? Can we divulge that information, or do you want to hold that private?
Sure. I'm not holding back any more information. That the world needs to know what's happening here. I was making roughly in the neighborhood of between $320,000 and $350,000 when they first wiped me out. Overnight, I went from making that to making about $6,000 a month. So from, what was that, $4.2 million a year? And that was just the beginning. And that was way back. Imagine what that would be now. It would be massive had they not stepped in my way. So I've lost a lot in that circumstance. But to go back to where we were, they do have the ability to remove content that is offensive and objectionable if in good faith. Now, that we need that. So the whole idea of repealing 230 doesn't really work because they still have to. I mean, imagine somebody's putting up bad content and they can't take it down because they would be legally liable. We need to allow sites the ability to do that. But the courts have done such a poor job. There are decisions all over the map, all over the place, but they're predominantly in California because big tech is located in California. But there are other state courts that conflict, and 230 has been interpreted like 19 different ways. It's all over the place. And the problem it has led to is the courts have started to believe that 230C1, which is the first portion of the law, actually does what the second portion of the law is supposed to do. So it's become a point where, and it was a revelation, and I think you'll like this. It was a revelation that I think your audience will love. It was, I was trying to articulate, where did it go wrong? Where did Section 230 get so screwed up that they've been allowed to become a publisher, right? Everybody's asking that. They're a publisher. But they can't be treated as a publisher, right? Am I right, Bradley? Are they saying that we can't be treated as a publisher, right?
That's right. Hi, Jason, I got to take a hard break here. Folks, we got Jason Strick right now, and we're talking about driving and controlling the narrative. What Jason's breaking down right now, friends, is a decision that could change the social media, and on the next segment, we're going to hit on that. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
State health officials say it will take billions to distribute a coronavirus vaccine when one becomes available. In a letter to congressional leaders, the Association of State and Territorial Health Officials says it will take at least $8 billion to fund a nationwide vaccine distribution effort, something they say they can't do without funding from Congress. The state of Michigan is banning the open carry of guns at polling places on Election Day. Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson announced the ban on Friday on the heels of a plan to kidnap Michigan's governor being broken up by the FBI. The ban applies to polling places and clerk's offices on November 3rd and extends 100 feet out from those locations. Benson said in a statement that she believes her move is necessary to ensure every voter is protected. At least one Second Amendment group in the state is already considering a lawsuit over the directive. This is USA Radio News. More absentee ballots are found in the trash, this time in Kentucky.
Federal authorities are now investigating after a contractor in Jefferson County, Kentucky, stumbled on 112 absentee ballots in a dumpster. The ballots never made it to their intended recipients and had not been opened or filled out. Special agents from the U.S. Postal Service's Office of the Inspector General also found two political flyers as they investigated. Special Agent Scott Balfour tells AP that when the investigation is concluded, the case will be presented for federal prosecution to the U.S. Attorney's Office. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
Meanwhile, two postal employees in the Pittsburgh area are facing federal charges after heaps of undelivered mail were discovered in the trash this past week. No mail-in ballots were found among the discarded mail, but two requests for mail-in ballots were recovered. If convicted, each man could face 5 years in prison or a fine of $250,000 or both. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. By the way, if you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, 13 to 15 articles combating the lies found in the CIA and their useful idiots. And with that said, you can also go to the right side of that page, join us on YouTube, join us on Top Chat, and also go to beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page there. Click us on, join us on Top Chat. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, we're talking to our friend, Jason Fick, who is a, well, let me say it this way. I just read one of his op-eds, and he's a pretty smart guy. And that's what happens, friends, when you learn from your enemies as to how to right the wrongs and making reference to the law, because you can't do it the other way around. Jason was just recently on Fox and Friends. This was back in 2018. But they highlighted and introduced Jason as someone that was going after the big tech companies. They said that Facebook is unlawfully silencing people, this being Jason Fick, including Fick, for its own financial gain, which there's no doubt that that's what's happening here. Facebook is not above the law. I think that's what people need to understand. And also keep in mind, friends, in many cases, their policies are set to undermine constitutional law. What Jason is doing here is bringing back constitutional law, exposing the policies, rendering them null and void, if people can understand the Section 230 as it's supposed to be understood. And so we were just talking about that during the last segment. Jason, I got a comment or a question, should I say, from one of our listeners. She said, will the 1934 Communications Act and its updated Communication Decency Act play a part in the social media debacle?
Well, to answer that, I guess you could say I don't think that it's going to necessarily need to apply. What a lot of people aren't quite up to speed with yet is that 230 is not going to get repealed. And even if the Department of Justice redefines 230, it's not necessarily going to be needed. Now, I'll jump back to that, the constitutional issue, and where I found the express problem specifically. There isn't a specific thing that was wrong. But in an interesting turn of events in the last couple of days, and the reason I bring this up is because with the three branches of government, we obviously have the legislative branch is looking at it from antitrust. We've got the executive branch looking at it from bias and censorship. But it's the court's job to get this right. And a lot of people, and including some attorneys, which is pretty sad, have told me that the law has been concluded on this. Well, interestingly enough, there was a decision with an opinion attached from Justice Clarence Thomas. So this is the Supreme Court, and he said in the 24 years since this was enacted, it has never been interpreted by the Supreme Court. Not been done. It is not decided, and is not decided by the highest court in the land. We are 3 weeks out from filing what's called a petition for writ of certiorari. We are taking this argument to the Supreme Court. And it would be one thing to, you know, petition the Supreme Court. It's another thing to be heard by the Supreme Court. But Clarence Thomas's position, and anybody, I welcome everybody, read that op-ed and then follow the link back and go back to Justice Clarence Thomas's opinion. He laid out exactly, in just simply different language, exactly what argument we have brought forward. 230 has been completely messed up by the lower courts. And you know what, Bradley? It comes down to three aspects. I already talked about good Samaritan. You got to be the good guy. The second one, I was just about to reveal what it is, and it applied to the Constitution. I was watching Judge Napolitano, and he said something that struck me. It all of a sudden clicked. Everybody has been talking about them acting as a publisher, and they're saying, well, we can't be treated as a publisher, right? Well, yep. Wrong. Here's the reason. When I was listening to Politano, he said that James Madison argued in the Federalist Papers that the most important word of the right to free speech is the word the, because the right pre-exists any possible abridgment. And all of a sudden it clicked. 230C1 of the Section 230 does not say that they cannot be treated as a publisher. It says the publisher. The publisher has to be the primary publisher, whereas a publisher could be a secondary publisher, which is exactly what Clarence Thomas identified.
Yep.
That is the distinction in C1 that has been mistaken by all of the courts, and it has caused a cascade of problems. And what's happened in order to harmonize that within the courts, what they've done is, under 230F3, which is the definition section, it says that you cannot be the content provider, and the content provider is anybody who creates or develops even in part information. The development aspect has been just absolutely eviscerated. It's been messed up because it's allowed these companies to develop information at will without any protection, with the assumption that it's under C2, and it's not. They've basically screwed the whole law up.
Yeah, Jason, so, you know, to me, I just want to insert this into this conversation because, to me, it's so simple to understand what's going on here. And I think the people that are under attack or have been assailed by big tech companies all the well understand as to what's going on here. Because if you really go back to the nitty-gritty or to the foundation of what we're dealing with here, these big tech companies are subversive to the language of what free speech is. And when I'm saying that, they're subversive to American government on so many fronts. They're trying to advocate that which tears down our law in an attempt to recreate law through policy. And if that's about as simple as it gets, so what we have to do is we're making distinction as to what the law says in the face of the policies that they keep trying to surround themselves with in an attempt to indemnify themselves against the law that calls them out for who they are. And I don't understand how this is so complicated outside of the fact that it's purpose. It's intention to do just that, because what's under attack? our free speech. What's under attack? Anybody that's making more money than them or something that they want to partake with, and in your case, obviously, to get you out of the way so they can take over. And, again, this isn't complicated to me. So what I don't want to do, Jason, is I don't want to pretend that these people don't know what they're doing. Now, you can give them the benefit of the doubt on a couple fronts or, you know, a couple times. You might get some individual that just doesn't take the time to dig in. But I think on its face, it's very simple to understand. My son could understand this, my 10-year-old, and to suggest that a judge doesn't know what he's doing, I'm just not going to go down that road. I believe they all the well know what they're doing, is what I believe.
Oh, yeah. Well, I believe that if your listeners right now read the op-ed, I have written that in a way that you do not need to be a law scholar to understand the pathway under which 230 would work.
Yep.
It does work if it is understood correctly. But the good news is, and like I said, it's very hard to be heard in the Supreme Court. It's very rare. However, Justice Thomas, in his own words, said that the Enigma versus Malwarebytes case, which he was rendering the opinion on, wasn't the appropriate case for it because it didn't bring forward all of the aspects, and that he said that if the appropriate case were to come to the Supreme Court, it would behoove us not to handle it.
Yep.
Now, I am 3 weeks away from doing exactly that, and I want to give everybody a little shed of hope because everybody's saying, you know, help me to the administration. This is actually not really executive or legislative to fix. The Supreme Court is the correct body of government to fix this. They are the ones that are supposed to take the law in the letter of the law, the words of the law, and get it right. Stop reading in, as you said, politics into it. Some things are bigger than politics here. This is an affront on all free market, all voice.
Right.
Everything. They control everything. They are more powerful now than governments and countries. And you're talking about, you know, three companies can control the world. And that's dangerous.
But
the law doesn't even allow them to do this. You just have to get it right. I've done
that.
I did it in the face of ridicule. People telling me I'm stupid for going this far. But yet, now I have one of the justices of the Supreme Court saying the exact same thing I am. You think that that's coincidence?
No, it's not. And I want to get to this because I got you for two more minutes, Jason. The way that I want to encourage people is I want you to kind of share with everybody all the opposition that you've been up against and who it is that has been your opposition in the process of getting to where you're at right now. Encourage the people not to give up and bring back the word perseverance. Can you tell our listeners just a little bit of what you've gone through to get to the point as to where you are right now?
Well, you mentioned my Fox and Friends interview at the very beginning, which we introduced it. We got exactly zero mainstream help from that point forward. I've had attorneys, past judges, law students, and so forth, telling me that the law is already settled on this and that I've basically lost my mind. I have had, financially. I mean, I was making a lot of money, and then all of a sudden it just stopped. And, I mean, I'm running into the ground here, and I've had absolutely no support from anybody. It's amazing how very few people step up. I mean, honestly, if your listeners want to help, go buy my book. I guarantee you will be blown away with the story. It's called Social Justice, From Jail to Social Media Millionaire by Jason Fick. I wrote it myself. It's not perfect, but it is 400 pages and it will blow your mind. I have a second book on the way. If you want to support me, entertain yourself. But this fight is bigger than just me. It's for all of us. Bradley, you're fighting it. There are so many people fighting this. And the point is, you just don't give up, period.
That's right. And there it is right there, folks. We have Jason Fick. Thank you for your time, brother. I totally appreciate it. We got Heartbreak, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We'll be right back on the other side. Live from Tennessee, by the way.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I can say this. I think the truth is probably the most inspiring thing. And I think we need to get a lot more people under his belt, definitely. I just heard about Bradley an hour before I came here, and I respect every word he said. I stand behind this guy, 100%.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Two 9933. Apparently they were rocking out down there at GCN. Thanks, guys. Totally appreciate you. If you'd like to check out Jason Fick's book, I just read his op-ed. I posted the op-ed, by the way, on YouTube on my link. Or you can go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's called Section 230, A Decision That Could Change the Social Media World. Well, if you want to talk about semantics, this is the article you want to read. Is super easy to understand. And what I was going to say, friends, is Jason Fick, he's a smart guy. And I'll tell you what, the best ones to listen to are those that have scars. And this guy's got scars, friends. And I'm telling you, all the way from where he began to where he's at right now, he knows a lot more than many attorneys do as to what the law states. So we want to pray that he gets into the Supreme Court. We pray that the Lord will open their eyes and open their ears in spite of fascist America today, because it's that important, friends, because what these big tech companies are doing is blatantly, friends, blatantly obvious, and it's totally against who we are, namely freedom of speech in this country. They are not above the law. They are acting as if they're a bunch of demigods, and they need to be reminded by 330 million people in this country alone that we will not tolerate you suppressing free speech, which, by the way, is lawful speech. not subversive like big tech companies. If you want to check out Jason's book, go to Social Justice on Amazon, From Jail to Social Media Millionaire. Jason Fick, F-Y-K. Again, check out Amazon.com. The name of the book is Social Justice, From Jail to Social Media Millionaire. And, folks, do yourself a favor. I know people do this all the time. For my listeners, you know I don't do this. I read his op-ed this morning, and I'm telling you what, read it slow, and you're going to feel as smart as the guy that wrote it. Believe me, it's like, oh, my goodness. They're trying to make everything so philosophical and technical, when in fact Jason breaks it down that a child might understand it. And I'll tell you what, it's very liberating when you can understand these kind of things, because, again, the child is the model of heaven, not some sophisticated, accredited liar, right, that wants to wrest judgment or pervert judgment. So, again, if you want to check them out, please do go to Amazon, Social Justice, From Jail to Social Media Millionaire, or go over to Section 230 at sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's on the front page. Do yourself a favor and read up on that. It's great stuff. Now, folks, I want to finish what I started during the first segment here, because it's interesting, the topic. And the topic is driving and controlling the narrative at all costs. How much more telling can Facebook's subversiveness and lawlessness be? Put Facebook, put YouTube, put Twitter up against the First Amendment, friends. And I want to tell you, you're going to understand right then and there where the stick and crook lies. Lay the straight one next to them, the Bill of Rights. Folks, because remember, the Bill of Rights is a thou shall not to those that serve we the people. And when you read the Bill of Rights, the preamble, I shared this with you the other day. Listen carefully. Having at this time of their adopting the Constitution expressed a desire, namely bring in the Bill of Rights in order to prevent misconstruction or abuse of its power. That's what the purpose of the Bill of Rights was for, friends, was to prevent misconstruction or abuse of power. And look what happens. People, because they don't do their own homework, they don't do their own due diligence, they fall to ignorance, and then they're destroyed, Hosea 4:6. Well, we don't want that to happen here, and so many people across the country are asking for the answers. But the answers and the strength of the Constitution lie within the American people, so you need to become educated and take it to your enemy. Now, what I want to highlight is the fact of how far is this going? How far, how willing are they to drive their narrative? How willing, friends, are they to suppress or censor anybody that dares stands up against their narrative, which they cannot prove? Well, Max Slavo, he's a contributor with the Sons of Liberty Media.com, just reported yesterday, listen carefully, this has everything in the world to do with you, friends, everything in the world to do with you and your family. Facebook just announced on Tuesday that the social media giant will ban all ads encouraging people to avoid vaccination. Did you hear what I said? We already see the mainstream media doing this, Americans. We already see them banning any content. We already see them banning qualified, licensed doctors that are tearing down the false narratives of the life of Anthony Fauci, who hasn't treated a patient in 20 years, tearing down the narratives of the unqualified, namely Bill Gates, who, again, he said that he wants to depopulate the world. He said they were doing a good job when they can get the vaccinations, in essence, to depopulate the world. A couple weeks ago, we played some audio from RNs. We played depositions from doctors as to what's inside of the vaccination. Why would Facebook say that they're going to ban all ads encouraging people to avoid vaccination? Folks, look at the dangers of vaccination. First of all, they have no legal authority to implement vaccinations by force to anybody. Somebody on Top Chat just asked me the question, what should we do? Really? What should you do? Well, that's your call, but I can tell you for me and my house, the Bible tells us, it's clear in Leviticus 19:19, not to mix. And again, when you see the ingredients found in vaccinations, what kind of a mind would take body parts and take the ingredients in the DNA and put it into a vaccination and want to force it upon somebody else? Oh, and by the way, of course it doesn't apply to them. Just like everything else. And that is the definition of tyranny, America. But Facebook just announced on Tuesday that the social media giant will ban all ads encouraging people to avoid vaccination. Is that bias? Oh, you better know it is. Is that illegal? You better know that it is. That is a violation of free speech. Folks, Max Clavo said Facebook is now censoring factual information on the adverse health and side effects of getting vaccinated. That means they are endangering you, friends, by withholding information that can preserve your life. Anyone paying attention knows that there will be a COVID-19 vaccination. Nobody's teeing that up more than the poster boy, Donald Trump, right? And boy, oh boy, folks, for those that are drinking the Kool-Aid, that he was sick on Friday and on Tuesday, he was up and ready to do it all over again. I'll tell you what, I got some ice I want to sell you in Alaska. I got some ice I want to sell you in Alaska. Are you kidding me, people? He's the poster boy for the vaccination. They were the ones selling you the virus. They're the same ones selling you the vaccination. And no one's doing a better job than that of Donald Trump. In America, when you have to use the military to bring about the vaccinations, by the way, that nobody's waiting for, except the fact that they want to push that narrative on you until you believe that you're actually waiting for something you had no idea you were waiting for. Folks, keep in mind, they can't prove the narrative, and they're already roughshodding Americans and the doctors that are exposing their fraud for what it is to a vaccination. And here's Facebook right on cue. And by the way, if you want to know why Facebook, why YouTube, why Twitter has not been held accountable for the violation of law, keep in mind, Trump's administration and big tech companies, they're not at odds. This administration and American government today is not at odds with big tech companies. They're using big tech companies to protect themselves, just like many of the agencies in the United States of America. We've been taught that they're there for our good, when in fact what we're finding is they're there pushing the same narrative. They're there protecting each other so they can make gain off the ignorance of the people that accept their propaganda. That's where we're at today. Hey, folks, anyone paying attention knows that there will be a COVID-19 vaccination, and it will, for all intents and purposes, be mandated for all and distributed by the military. Now, you've got to bring about the military. When people really know that they're sick, you have to force medicine down their throat, right? Not. But again, pay attention to the underlying tone. Folks, this is not news to most. However, the propaganda campaign has begun, and Facebook will assist the tyrants with censorship. Exactly right. Facebook will assist the tyrants. Exactly right. See, this is why the big tech companies don't want you talking out against homosexuality or gay marriage or abortion. This is why they're acting out in a subversive manner and in actually promulgating information that violates American law. This is why the big tech companies must be stopped, friends. They must be lawfully stopped. And it's for you to do that. Don't sit back and wait for somebody else to do what the Lord commanded you to do. Now is the time to act. We love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23, 1 John 3:18. See y'all.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.